Welcome back to the best morning show in the land. It's Eggs Grits with a whole lot of ignorance. Brought to you by ChiroSense, located at 4952 Center Point Drive, Suite 106, North Charleston, South Carolina. With chiropractic, massage therapy, and traction services, they got your back. Hit up my man Doc Holliday at 843-640-3286. Make sure and let them know that EGI sent you. ChiroSense, where chiropractic makes sense. Make sure to like, comment, share, and 5-star rate. And if you want to join the conversation, remember you can email us eggsgritsignorance@gmail.com. Send us your crazy, funny stories. Send us regular stories that you want our commentary on. Send us your ignorant ass letters. Also, remember that you can catch on all podcast platforms. Just search Eggs, Grits, and Ignorance. And it's your boy at Yosh in the building. And we are here with the Soca vibe this morning. Wanted to give you a little party at 6 a.m. And I want to bring in the party crew. The best crew in the land, man. It's first all the way from PA is my man Evie, a.k.a. Big Kid Envy _ Chops. What's happening, brother?
Pull up Tushy Bumba. Who's cracking?
Ain't nothing much, man. And all the way from Columbia, South Carolina, it's our girl, at Von Chella, a.k.a. the Bonnet Woman. What's happening, sweetheart?
What's good? I'm good. How are you?
All right. It's 6:02, 6:03 in the morning. She done took the bonnet off. She's almost ready for work is what it looks like.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, see, just took it off.
So I'll pull away from She Bumper.
You pull away from She Bumper. Okay.
To the bonnet come off.
That bonnet keep the hair right.
Hey, man, we got a tropical storm headed our way sometime this morning. I've been watching the updates and it's moving. It hasn't quite started raining quite yet, but that wind is kicking up. Went to a football game last night and they played it on Thursday instead of Friday, and it was that wind was out, man. About the third quarter, we was losing 25-0. I said, "Yep, it's time for me to head home." So that kind of took the extraness out of it.
So how many people was out there?
It was
I don't think that them L's don't come to the basketball team.
Nah, it was a lot. It was a lot of people. Yo, son, it was a lot of people out there. To tell you the truth, there's a lot of people out there.
Yo, 25 to what? I'm out. I'm going home.
Yeah, I think they ended up
cold hot dogs and flat soda.
So you left before the game was over?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Got out of there, Jack. Went ahead and headed on. Got on home.
That's the kind of support you give.
Yeah. Hey, listen. It was all the way till it looked like it wasn't gonna happen. You know, people walk out on my basketball games a lot, so I'm not worried about that. That happens from time to time. It's no problem. Rolling up on 6:05 in the morning. Hope you guys are getting to work well, listening to us, and we hope we bring you some joy this morning. And we're gonna start off the show with one of my favorite segments. It is Evie's Top Five.
I'm number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, yeah. Yo, Black, it's time, bro.
Yo, Black, it's time.
It's time, man. All right.
All right,
we get.
All right, EB's top five is brought.
1, 2, 3, 4
What the?
I love it. Dave Chappelle is stupid.
EB's top five is brought to you. EB's top five is brought to you by the people over at Unfiltered. Visit unfilteredforever.com. Right now, they have the summer clearance sale. They're taking 30% off all merchandise. You got a couple of days left. Today's the 29th. You got 2 days left. I mean, sorry, today's the 30th. You actually have 1 day left, which is today, to get your favorites before they go out of stock. And that's not it. As an added bonus, they're giving away a free Unfiltered signature tee with a purchase of $100 or more. So visit unfilteredforever.com and use the promo code EGI. That's unfilteredforever.com, promo code EGI. And remember, there is a science to being you.
All right. So. The top five this time, my brother, shout out to my brother Jamal, or Jamal, how the hell, I don't even know how you want to say his own name, but it's my brother, love him. Top five things you wish you never did. Y'all got anything you wish you never did?
Got married besides, to my ex-wife.
Yeah, I was about to say
besides. Got married to my ex-wife.
Oh, wow.
Shit, that's number one.
That was awful.
Wish I never, 11 and a half years. Shit.
Wish I never transferred to Claflin University in Orangeburg, South Carolina. I love the people I met, but I wasted 2 years of my life.
It happened. Sometimes you just gotta take an L. All right, so this is the top five things you wish you never did, or I wish I never did.
Okay.
Number five, stole that bike in Flushing Meadow Park. Yeah, that one came with some consequences and repercussions. You know what I'm saying? I ain't get caught, but my man, he got caught. So shout out to my man, T Schemey. Yo, Scheme got caught, but he ain't had nothing to do with it. But he took the charge, and then he came and saw me, and I had to take a few taps to the jaw for that.
What kind of bike? You know what I'm saying?
It was a dyno.
Oh.
A bicycle.
Dyno.
Mongoose.
Yeah. And then number four is drink that Bacardi O. That was a long night. It was a long, long night. A lot of shit happened in that night. I ain't gonna talk about that, but a lot of shit happened in that night that shouldn't have happened, but it happened. Number three is, my mom's gonna appreciate this one. I swung the hot dogs when I was crossing Jewel Avenue.
What?
Yeah, so I'm walking across. I was young. I was probably like fourth grade, right? So my mother sent me to the store for some hot dogs, and I picked up the hot dogs, and I'm walking back across the street from the store back into the projects, and I'm swinging the bag. Like, I'm just twirling that motherfucker. I'm having a good time, right? The motherfucking bag rips. And the hot dogs fly out the bag.
Women, the hot dogs were loose? They weren't packed.
They was in a pack. It was a pack of, okay. A pack of hot dogs for like 99 cents. Chicken hot dogs, too. It was my favorite. And they, so when they flew out the bag, though, they slid into the street. And a car ran the bitches over. Yeah, I went back in the crib crying. She thought somebody got hurt.
Yeah, you got your feelings hurt.
That was it. I thought I was gonna get my ass beat for fucking up the hot dog. Then she sent my traumatized ass back to the store and get some more. Man, I fucking held on to them fucking hot dogs like you was holding the baby for the first time. All right. So number two is a personal one. I wish I never dropped out. I should have never dropped out. I am a dropout, but I'm a successful dropout. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Should have kept my dumb ass in school. So number one, we already know.
Oh God, you should have got married.
I should have never got married. But you know, my mother is, yo, her intuition be on fleek, like real talk. She was like, run. And I thought she was just joking.
So why did you get married?
I got married for love. Got married for companionship. I thought I married somebody with intelligence. You know what I'm saying? I thought I married somebody. I thought I was moving up. You know what I'm saying? Because she went from the projects. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, whatever. But shit, I love me a ghetto girl. I'm going back to the projects.
Back to the projects.
Give me a New York woman.
Humble beginnings.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to, you know. What's that? What they call that? Go back to where you from whence you came.
You shall return from whence you came. You shall return.
Yeah.
From whence you came, you shall return.
You know what? One thing I shouldn't have done is I broke into a daycare.
She was stealing diapers.
No. They had the best park. They had the best inside park. Like, because I lived in the projects too. My projects, it wasn't like y'all's projects, but we had a daycare center within our community. And it was gated. It was fenced. Yeah, I got caught.
Oh. Yeah, we used to break into shit all the time. Yeah, we broke into Queens College, stole a speaker. And that's the speaker we used to throw all our parties.
What?
Yo, we used to
break in on y'all back in the day. I would have.
Yo, we used to go over to the Electchester Towers at 8 o'clock at night, right? Ring the doorbell like, yo, it's UPS. So people buzz you in and shit. So we go in, take the elevator all the way up to the roof, and then break into the elevator room and just sit up there and smoke weed all night and. Literally, this is back in like 1992. We was doing gas masks in 1992 before them shits became popular. You blow the fucking weed into the gas mask and that shit fill your whole face mask up, and all you do is breathe that shit in. Some hot times. We did a hell of a lot of shit.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's why I said, yo, if I die tonight, I live my
good.
Life.
Yeah, live the good one. Live the good. One. All right,
I might not be right with the Lord, but I'm good.
All right, now it's 6:13. Thank you for that top five. We're gonna get a word from the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast.
Because we have our moments, like we bond over some stuff. Mm-hmm. Like when we get back, we're probably gonna watch football and make some wings.
You watch football?
No. Oh, I hate football, but I watch it because I have sons.
Oh.
You sound like Jasmine. Y'all know Jasmine? I think she's like Love J or something like that on Instagram. She went to Francis Mann.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, you know her? She had posted something. It's been within like 2 or 3 days, and she was like, it was an ad for DiGiorno, and like how she watches football, how she watches the game. Mm-hmm. And she was like, first, you know, my girls come over, they fix drinks. She was like, first quarter, we're gonna fix drinks because you know, it's all about the drinks. The second quarter, she was like, I'm gonna do like some yoga or something, like, you know, got to get back. Right. This is how she watches the game. And then, like, third quarter, you know, I got to do my nails, you know. So, and then fourth quarter, you know, we back because we got to have the DiGiorno, we got to eat.
Oh, but this was a DiGiorno ad.
Yeah, but she ain't watching. That's how she watched the game. Like Amy.
Yeah, that's a clip from Monday's episode. That's Amy Key and B Easy of the DJ Blaze Radio Show. This week they talk about the Brett Favre stealing situation, the betrayal of Nia Long, Tiffany Haddish settlement, and the Woman King, and so much more. So, search the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast on all podcast platforms. Now let's get into some ignorant news. All right, now it's time for the Ignorant News brought to you by Crux Media, where they take care of all your podcast needs, from starting a podcast to monetizing it. They got you covered. Contact them via email, info@cruxmediagroupllc.com, if you're interested in starting your own podcast. Crux Media, We are at the crux of all things podcasting. All right, so let's get into it. First story, Houston suspect tells fast food employees it's his first robbery and leaves empty handed.
What?
Yeah, a Houston suspect entered a fast food restaurant and tried to negotiate with a manager to open the register, but eventually left empty handed. He walked into the Houston fast food restaurant and told employees it was his first robbery and ended up leaving without anything. The bizarre incident happened Sunday after 6 p.m. in the 8,000 block of Howard in Houston. Police said in a press release, an unknown individual entered the restaurant, walked up to an employee standing behind the counter and asked for change for $100. As the employee turned around to ask his manager, the wannabe robber displayed a handgun, told the employees it was first robbery, and demanded the money from the restaurant register. He did not get it, so he turned around and left.
You see how they say wannabe robber?
Yeah. That's like hooking up with a shorty. She say she want to fuck, and then you just get up and leave. It's your first time, nigga. You left a virgin.
Yeah, I mean, but I try to. I don't know, man. What are people doing nowadays, man? I'm trying to. You know, you try to empathize, sympathize, and all that other shit. All them other eyes.
He got away empty handed. How did he end up getting away? Like,
they say he just walked out.
As a former criminal in a past life, you know, that first time is a little nerve wracking.
You find this like.
Try to negotiate.
Yeah, he tried to negotiate that thing.
He didn't watch enough. Yo,
please, just let me get the change for the 100 at least.
That man said, nah, cuz. He said that's how he was getting them to open the register, was the change for the 100.
But like, listen.
You got a gun, I'm popping somebody right upside their head.
If you open the register and give me what you got, then I ain't going to tell nobody. That's how you negotiate it.
I think that's how he did it.
On camera.
I think that's how he did it.
Don't tell my mama.
I wonder if somebody gonna turn him in.
There's a video. Like, there's a video of it. So I couldn't get the video pulled down in time for this morning, but it's
so, I mean, how did he go in? Did he go in with a gun pointing, or he was about to have a business deal, like a business deal about to go down?
Yeah, no, he did like a business deal. He went in there, asked for change for $100. The lady turned around for the manager. And when she turned around for the manager, he showed the gun. And then that's when he was like, yo, this is my first robbery. And need y'all.
You know what I got in my head?
Come up off this. What?
Bad boys. It wasn't a real gun. I'm sure it wasn't a real gun.
It probably wasn't.
No.
This shit remind me of Bad Boys when they
and some
mother bitches
and some tropical fruit bubblicious.
I blow you.
How would you handle it if someone was to rob you? Like, listen, this is my first robbery, so
I'd probably slap the shit out of him.
I would have definitely open hand slapped the nigga. I would have open hand slapped the nigga. Don't tell me it's your first time, because you
don't fuck up by this.
I'm already shook because you pulled out your gun and all that. So I'm already gonna be a little shook. But you gonna tell me it's your first time, nigga? I'm slapping the shit out of you. Don't even got one in the chamber, nigga.
I think it was fake.
You think it was fake? It could have been.
These smacks ain't gonna be fake.
It gotta be fake.
Shampoo.
Okay.
Well, let's just do that.
Oh, I got you, Evie.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey.
It's my shit.
Julie, it don't take that long to get shampoo. Come on, please, let's go.
Look at this. Animal tested. Do you know how many chemicals are in this stuff?
Hey, I don't care if you go bald. Just get it and let's go.
JoJo.
He is a chemist.
It's entirely too much, but I'm going to
have left my wallet somewhere.
Freeze, mother bitches!
Don't you move.
I'm not understanding. I really don't.
Shut up!
I mean, do you just attract violent people?
Fuck up.
Take it easy, hey. All right? We are police officers.
We're not police officers.
You want a badge?
I sell you something.
What are you?
I've seen police.
I'm gonna reach for my badge, okay?
Badges? You want badges, mother bitch? I give you badges. Here, 99 cents each. Uh-huh. I sell you something.
He got 8 fucking badges. I told you this cop thing don't work.
I blow you. Then I blow you.
Blow me? What the fuck? No. Hot me?
That's all right.
Hot me?
I killed before. I kill again.
Hot me, please.
I'm gonna blow you.
Hot me.
Hold on.
Do you see the fucking emotion I'm going through right now? That means this shit is serious, okay? That means me and this motherfucker's not vibing right now. That's what that shit means, okay?
You got something on your chest?
I got something. That's why the fuck
I'm playing.
Do you want some of me?
I won't. The guy's got a cannon.
What do you want?
Do you want some?
I won't.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
I'm going.
Wait. Hey, freeze, bitch!
You freeze, bitch.
Oh, shit. I'm fucked.
Now back up, put the gun down, and give me a pack of tropical fruit bubblicious. And some Skittles.
You know who else is going to need some Skittles? The lady from this next story. A woman, and it reads, woman is hospitalized for 3 days after a dog pooped in her mouth. A woman taking a nap. With her mouth open, ended up in the hospital for 3 days after her daughter's dog took a poop in her mouth. Amanda Gomo and her daughter were looking after their chihuahua named Belle, who was suffered from gastrointestinal distress when the incident occurred. I was having my afternoon nap with Belle, like I always do, when I suddenly felt something squirt in my mouth. She told the news. I rushed to the bathroom and my son was in the shower. So before I washed it out, I had time to take a quick snap. It was disgusting, and I was hurt. I was hurling violently for hours after. She added, I just couldn't get the taste out of my mouth. The experience, of course, was not pleasant. Very few people wish to be woken up to canine defecation. However, Gomo's ordeal was only the beginning. After a few hours of vomiting and diarrhea, the family called an ambulance for Gomo. Paramedics advised her to drink plenty of fluids of the haven't been through a dog variety, but her symptoms, including painful cramps all over her body, continued to get worse. Eventually, she was transferred to the hospital, where she was kept on a drip for 3 days while she dealt with infection plus dehydration resulting from vomiting and diarrhea. The culprit for her infection was pretty easily identified. When a dog with diarrhea poops in your mouth and then you develop diarrhea, it's not exactly time to call Dr. House to clear up this unsolvable medical mystery. My discharge note said that I'd suffered gastrointestinal infection caused by a dog defecating in my mouth. Doctors had never witnessed before. Like,
who admits this shit?
What do you?
I will fuck that dog. Yo. I don't believe in animal cruelty, but that dog would have been a dead motherfucker.
Damn. Hunt. Yo, I very rarely hear Von cuss, and she is all of them. All of them right now.
Let me. Oh my god!
That shit got her bonnet in a bunch.
Yo,
yeah,
that dog would have been dead. I would kill the shit out of that dog.
What do most people say, Yosh, when they go to the proctologist when something get lodged up there?
Get it out.
One in a million.
It's you, silly Jerry.
One in a million, Doc. One in a million. But I'm trying to.
I will be angry for life. Like I will be angry
like
forever.
That dog would be gone.
I bet she's a cat person now.
She ain't nothing.
I wouldn't have shit in my house. I wouldn't have. Pun intended. Pun definitely intended. But I couldn't.
I would not admit this. I don't know what made me sick. I'm sick. Fix it.
Nah, yo, like you, but you gotta tell them what's up because if you don't, like, you kind of...
Hey.
You have to.
If Beyonce you don't can know wake it. Up like this, so can I.
That's... It's crazy to me, man. Like, I'm sorry, man. I can't... I can't even... I'm trying to find a way to... Like...
Ain't no way well, to find
first
it.
Up, like... Why?
You can't
why?
Even say she was full of shit because she got the run.
Oh man, she got the potty mouth for sure though.
Oh god. Oh.
But you know what? I got a question. What the fuck?
Dog did her diarrhea. Son,
why was her son being in the shower even important to the story?
I don't know.
Okay, I just needed to know.
His that. Ass would have got it too. Everybody would have got it. Everybody in my past would have got it.
Well, you know what everybody's about to get?
What?
Their old time school favorite. Their old time, I'm sorry, McDonald's favorites. Because McDonald's is rolling out the adult Happy Meals with toys of childhood characters Grimace, the Hamburglar, and Birdie.
I thought you said it was gonna have some toys.
Nah, that's what I thought it was going first too. For a limited time only, Happy Meals aren't just for kids. McDonald's teamed up with the fashion streetwear brand Cactus Plant Flea Market to release an adult meal box complete with classic character toys. One day you ordered a Happy Meal for the last time and you didn't even know it. McDonald's said on its Facebook page earlier this month, but the fast food giant. Upcoming campaign will give adults a chance to revisit a part of their childhood starting next Monday, running through October 30th. McDonald's will offer the Cactus Plant Flea Market meal box where adults can get the taste of childhood nostalgia. The box comes with a meal and a classic McDonald's character, Grimace, the Hamburglar, Birdie, and a newcomer, Cactus Buddy.
Fuck that cactus.
You know what?
Yeah.
If McDonald's would have came up with a McDLT,
that was
my favorite.
The McDLT, yes! And the Arch Deluxe.
They
come back with
you
that.
You remember that peppercorn bacon?
Yeah. Hey man, listen. Let me tell you something.
Peppercorn bacon. That shit was popping.
Yeah, listen, man. Let me tell you
McDonald's
something.
McDonald's want my money. Bring them two sandwiches back.
Yes.
Hey, but
you had the hot side and the cold side, and
I wanted the styrofoam container.
Yeah,
you can't be fucking up the earth with the styrofoam.
Okay, the earth fucked up anyway. So
it's true.
That's a fact. But I just wanted the hot. I like putting it together myself. The hot side and the cold side.
Yeah.
That shit was dope.
Yeah. Well, they bringing it back, man. They trying to bring some things back, and that's what's up, man. You can't blame McDonald's for trying. We're gonna go ahead and
fuck them toys.
It is now 6:28, and we're gonna go ahead and move into our social media minute. But before that, let's hear from the Scumbag Lounge podcast.
Yeah, there's been some nice asses in that line though.
They went horny, man.
That whole thing probably turned him on, man. It's a line of stretch for miles. People wait for like 12 hours.
Yeah, he was horny.
You know how many?
You know how many perverts in that line?
You know how many?
I'm gonna tell you something. A famous person said this one time. He said, "Cocaine's a hell of a drug." Cocaine make you act like that.
It probably hot. It was probably hot that day. I don't know what the weather was in London, so they probably had on some sundresses and booty shorts.
No. This time of year, it's a little cool over there.
It cool over there? What's cool?
Yeah, that's 40 Fonz and K Stucky. If you want to hear the rest of that show, it's entitled "Can I Get One of Those Fill Me Ups?" They talk about a man whipping it out at the Queen's viewing, 50 Cent getting a new magic stick, and Prince Darryl from Ghana. Make sure to check them out, all podcast platforms. Brought to you by Crux Media. I'm going to get into our social media minute. All right, now this is probably one of the most growing, I think this is probably one of my most fun segments now on the show. Evie, the video that you tried to get me to play on Wednesday night. Listen, this here is, I cried when I watched it, and I realized why you wanted it. Why you wanted it on Wednesday night's episode? Oh, for those who missed us, we're also live Wednesday nights on Hump Day. Make sure you catch us every Wednesday evening at 7:30. But here we go, Avon. Check this out. Hey,
why?
Hey, he sung the air out of his damn body. Like, he run, I'm gonna run that back, Turbo. Hold on.
Was that nigga about to sing some Johnny Gill?
Hey, my.
He can sing for real.
That's the thing. My shit is the person in the back. He can sing for real. Hey, and the funny thing is,
to death.
Hey, and the funny thing is,
you know he went to see the Lord after that.
Yo, the funny thing is, this nigga was singing like what's that thing? The band was playing as the ship went down. He was singing while he was about to fall down. Like, he knew.
Yo, I think he was out after he let that first note out. He was done.
Like, you know how he looked confused after he said, like,
he was punch drunk boxer. Yeah, he was out on the
when he walked off. When he walked off, he was like,
front that shit back, nigga. Front it back.
You can say it for real.
My.
Wait a minute.
Hey, let me say my.
Wait a minute. Every time I see the video, I see something new.
What you saw this time?
It get better.
What you saw? Run it back. All right. Well, this the last time. This the last time.
My.
Yo, an old girl on the damn on the wheelchair, the mechanical wheelchair, talking about some, the motorized wheelchair, talking about some. He can sing for real. Hey, ooh. Oh man, I'm sorry about that. Hey, gonna get serious here for a moment.
That took a lot out of him.
Yo, listen. Did you see his bald spot on the back of his head?
Ooh.
All right.
See how that tongue hung out when
yeah.
you
like,
That man had a concussion.
Yo, that man.
He looked like he could be a little off anyway.
Hey, listen.
Oh.
Listen, that shit funny. I don't care what nobody said. That shit funny.
You know how to go home and keep grocery shopping?
Yeah.
That's what that was.
Hey.
That was his group home health nurse. That was his group home care aid. That's what it is.
That was his group home care aid. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
They'll take your
shot. Oh, shit. Yeah. Hey, Vaughn, you ain't shit for that one.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they take them on the, when they get that check on the
yeah. yeah, and they take them out there to
grocery shopping. Yeah.
Get their little they snacks and shit.
Woke up this morning, didn't think you was going to end up in the ER.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. yeah.
My. All right, Vaughn, I'm pretty certain in all of your years on this earth, you've had a number of jobs. and I'm pretty certain you've quit a job before. What is the most unique way that you've ever quit?
Oh my goodness. So when I knew I was leaving a job, and I walked around there like I was the motherfucking boss. Who's going to tell? Who's going to check me? So what I did, I went ahead and told my supervisor, I went ahead and told her that I was leaving. And because she was good to me and I didn't want to do her any kind of way. It's my manager that I didn't like. And so she said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and pay you out. You know, whenever you leave, I'm going to put your time out 3 weeks after you leave. So it looked like you're on vacation. So basically, I just left one day. I just left. I didn't come back. But I was still getting paid for it.
Damn. E, what about you? What's the you out?
I ain't never did no shit like that.
Oh, you ain't never did no shit? Well, there's a lady who quit her job at Walmart, and it went a little bit like this.
Don't do that.
All
right. Bro, you gonna get fired. Mm-hmm. You gonna get fired. Chill.
Attention Walmart shoppers and associates. My name is Beth from Electronics. I've been working at Walmart for almost 5 years, and I can say that everyone here is overworked and underpaid. The attendant policy is bullshit. We are treated from management and customers poorly every day. Whenever we have a problem with it, we're told that we're replaceable. I'm tired of the constant gaslighting. This company treats their elderly associates like shit. To Jared, our store manager, you're a pervert. Retta and Kathy, shame on y'all for treating your associates the way you do. I hope you don't speak to your families the way you speak to us. Shout out to Kamenik, Patty, Chardell, and so many more. Walmart doesn't deserve y'all. Fuck management and fuck this job. I quit.
You know what? I mean, if that's how she felt, then that's her.
Yo,
I'm not
fuck
gonna,
Walmart.
I'm not gonna knock it. I'm not gonna
like
knock
that
it.
Too.
Not
fuck that. As she went out like a G, I got hella respect for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like she didn't like my thing about it is was that the correct way to do it?
I don't
believe so. It's not the most professional way to do it. But the way they treat, I will say this, the way from working at Walmart, the way they treat Walmart associates, like they do treat you like you a piece of shit. And like you don't, like you supposed to be grateful to them. And they could treat you and say anything that they want to say to you. You know, and I know that's a lot of jobs, but Walmart really takes that shit for fucking granted. You know,
I mean, she's young. She seems to be young, so she still has a long time of her life ahead of herself.
And I think that she'll regret this one day. And I'm not saying
I don't think she'll regret it.
No. One day, I think her actions. I think she'll. I'm not saying that it'll cause her anything not to get another job or something like that. I'm just talking about what I mean by regret it is when she gets older. You know, we have some actions that we have taken when we were younger, and we go, you know what? I wish I had didn't handle it that way. And it's not so much. Okay, well, regret might have been the wrong thing, but she'll look back on it and say, you know, that might not have been the right way to do it. If I was going to do it, it's going to be funny to her because I found it comical. But I do believe that there is a right and a wrong way to do things. But that's me at this age. I must say, I'm
glad, sir.
Why you say that?
You have matured, my man. Is this the same guy that quit and hung his damn uniform in the middle of Northfield Avenue just to get on the bus with me and go drink beer?
That's the same one talking right now.
My nigga.
Hey, listen, man. Hey,
if growth was a picture.
We have to put you on the next unfiltered t-shirt.
Talk about growth. But I, that's what I'm saying, and I think I'm speaking from experience when I say that there's a lot of jobs that I've quit and done like shit to, and I never did it to this level. But you know, it's just been, and I think it's just she'll come to mature and look back on it. I think she'll come back to look on it.
I don't think
she got hired at Target the next day.
I don't think so, because if you've been treated poorly, like you really been treated poorly.
Well, okay, that's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think she would look back on it and say, dang, I should have did that differently.
Yeah, like I wasn't treated poorly when I was working at McDonald's. I just wanted to go drink and they wouldn't let me go.
I mean, that's McDonald's. So.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, we was all at that point, we was all on our way out of that.
Yeah, we was all on the way out of that shit. But it's just, I don't know. I'm trying to think of, but people are mistreated all the time. And you know who have a level of entitlement? There's a lot of Karens out there.
Oh, yes.
And they're out there and they've never, there's a saying that we used to have, and it's 6:40 in the morning, trying to get your day started, right? Ace, Grits, and Ignorance morning show here with Vaughn, Yosh, and Ebi. There are some people out there that sometimes you just wish you could put some hands on them.
Yo, it's funny you say that.
Because there is a delivery driver out there who came across a Karen and she handled it a little bit like this. Oh, but hold on, before I get to it. Eve, remember that saying we used to have, fuck with me and find out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, Karen fucked with her and found out.
I was trying a wild Karen.
If you walk up to me, I'll punch the shit out of you.
Go ahead.
What are you doing?
You're parking in a handicap spot.
Shut up. I'm just delivering packages.
No, you are parked.
Move.
I don't have to. You're on my property now.
If you don't get the fuck out the way, I knock you the fuck out.
Bro, move.
What the fuck wrong with you?
Bitch!
Fuck. I'm the right one today, nigga.
All
right,
today we're going to talk about how we can find out and how much we can find out and what it takes to get there. So first we have to decide how much do we want to find out. So let's say in this case, I want to find out at a level of 7. Okay, so I find that level on my graph and I come horizontally to my gradient line. Where it intersects with my gradient line, I'm gonna come straight down to where it intersects with my fuck around line. Now there's gonna tell me how much I have to fuck around to find out what I need to find out. See, as you can see, the more you fuck around, the more you're gonna find out. And also, if you stay down here and you never fuck around, you'll never find out.
I was not expecting that.
I like that
shit. Word up.
I had to put two videos together there.
Yo, that's crazy. Yo, you know, it's funny though, because before Karens was a thing, I had me a Karen that fucked around and found out. Word is born. I don't condone hitting women. I'm an adult. I don't hit women. But this bitch, I was probably about, 13 years old, 14 years old, walking with my boys, having a good time. And this bitch wanted to hit me with her shopping cart because we were walking too slow. And I was the only black person out of the whole group.
That shit hurt on the back of your bitch. Heel.
It ain't had time to hurt. I cold cocked that bitch in her fucking face. Mama told me if she grown enough to hit you, you be grown enough to hit her back. And I was like 13 years old. I'ma tell my husband, he's a cop. I said, go get that motherfucker. My boys had to drag me out of that parking lot because I slapped the shit out that white woman.
Hey, listen, man. That for those of us who don't know, if you want to find out a level of 7, you have to fuck around at a level of 7.
That bitch found out on a level of 10.
The more you fuck around, the more you gonna find out.
The more you fuck around, the more you gonna find out. Hey,
y'all. That's the truth. Yeah. That's the truth.
Yeah, so, man, once again, y'all, we want to thank y'all for hanging with us today, man. Evie, man, tell the people where they can find you.
Yo, you can find me trying to keep myself out of prison. But, you know, hit me on social medias. What the fuck is my shit? It say it right there.
Yeah, there you go.
Big Kid MV _chops. That's BIGKIDEMVI _chops. The X Grits and Ignorance page on Instagram. That's Grits, the letter N, Ignorance. And on X Grits and Ignorance Facebook page. Holla at us.
All right. It's now 6:45. Vaughn, tell the people where they can find you at.
Listen, you want to fuck around, you can find me at One Vonchella on Instagram. You can also find me on my podcast platform, my podcast page on Instagram. Sorry, that's at The Very Necessary Podcast. I know it's too early for this. Y'all gonna fuck around now. Y'all gonna fuck around. Too early for this. And you can also catch me on Facebook at The Unapologetic Talk.
All right, man. You can find me at Yosh in the Building on Instagram, at The Knife Wonder on Snapchat, at IamKochi_ on Twitter, and at Yoshi English on Facebook. Remember, you can catch me on my other podcast, Relationship Status Podcast, every Monday and Wednesday. And you could also catch us right here live Wednesday evenings at 7:30. Me, Von, EB. And you could also find us once again next Friday at 6 a.m. Until the next time, man, we are out.